It seems I hear the angels around the throne so grand. They're shouting glad Hosanna, we've reached the promised land. When we have reached that city, our race on earth will run. We'll all shout loud Hosanna, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. 216, just a closer walk with thee. Red Foley song. Anybody remember Red Foley? All right. Y'all are old people.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Good evening. Lord's house and to be with our Christian brothers and sisters and opportunity to engage in the truth of God's word. And so we're appreciative tonight of that. And we have a guest, a speaker tonight. We have Elder Paul Wazoo, and he's well known, I'm sure, to everyone. And he's been coming over here to the States for 20 plus years and has preached in several of the churches multiple times. He, of course, is from Ghana in Africa and is at New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church, and that's in Atibabu. I think I'm saying that correctly. and so we're glad to have him tonight, and he's going to be bringing the message tonight. Do you have something on your heart tonight, something that you'd like the church to pray for? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer here in just a moment.
At the end of the road. I'm hoping and praying that God will bring him back to him. I know he will, but I don't understand why they do the things they do. But just help me pray for him, please. Okay.
Remember Sister Becky's request tonight?
Let's pray for Buddy and Gail. I saw Buddy today. They need her prayers.
Let's continue to remember Brother Buddy and Sister Gail. Let's remember the lost in each other's families. Let's remember the lost that attends our church. Lost in our youth. We have lost adults that attend. Sister Goodman.
Also, Brother Johnny Bullington, he's a member of Faith. He's on life support right now.
Let's remember Johnny Bullington and his health tonight. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Mike Jackson, would you lead us in prayer tonight?
Our time to preach to Heavenly Father, it's a gift of God, it's a gift of God. For I'm a sinner to God, so I'm working on the Father. God is so good, and you look to the Lord, and you're merciful. We just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, Father. Long suffering, Lord, continue, Lord. Mercy upon us, wicked words. We ask the Lord tonight, Lord, for us to give us, Lord, we set it down, Lord, to give us nice things, this work, Lord, God. Lord, we do this, Father. We ask the Lord that you be with us tonight, Lord. We pray for all, Lord, that you bring to us. We just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we shall be wonderful, Lord, to return to church, so that our worthy church, Lord, be saved and eternally with you in heaven. What a great love that must be for us. We just ask the Lord that you would pour that love out here among this congregation, Lord, that we would grow, dear Father, in the strength of your Holy Spirit, with the strength of your Holy Spirit, Father, with the help to you for guidance, dear God, and all that you do. Father, we want to pray for all of our sisters, churches, all of us, Heavenly Father, for the truth, Lord, worship in the Spirit. We ask, dear God, you must help us, Lord, in this country, Lord, that Father, we do our part, Lord, to do the right thing, Lord, that others might see you, Lord, that we might let our light so shine, dear God, that others might inquire about you, Lord. Pray for lost in our families, dear God. We just ask the Lord that always in our hearts and in our minds, dear God, for us to be lost. We just ask you to give us opportunity, Lord. Witness to them, Lord. Tell them about Jesus, Lord, as we should do every day, Lord. Wherever we're at, whatever we do. Father, I just thank you, Mr. Tender, God, for the Lord. Thank you, dear God, for watching over us, dear God. We ask you that, Father, special healing, Lord, for those in the hospital, those that are shut in.
Even this blessed God,
our brothers and sisters.
We ask that
your will be done in our lives. Your loving grace, dear God.
Glorified.
Bring it back to us, Lord. Father, we just ask you to help us. Give us, dear God. Be with us tonight, Lord. Brother Paul stands before us. We want to give you the honor and the glory that you so justly deserve, dear Father. And we ask it in Jesus' precious, holy, and righteous name. Amen.
This time we'll take a love offering, Brother Paul.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul and for calling me to be one of the workers in his vineyard. I was raised in a Pentecostal church. My father was a preacher, so I was deceived. They told me to raise up my hand and accept the Lord, which we all know that it is not right. And after that, I felt there was a vacuum in me, and I need to fill that one. But my father was a preacher, and he would not allow you to go to any church, so I was trying to go anywhere that I saw people preaching, but there were preachers on the street. There were preachers on the street preaching all the time. And my father died early. He died at the age of 46. And by then, I could go out there and look to one of the preachers, whether they can fill that vacuum for me. And as I was going around, I saw a preacher one day who was preaching, and he would ask you to seek the Lord. That was not real. It was not common. But I sought the Lord, and the Lord finally saved me. That was 1981. In January 1981, and in November 1981, that when I got saved, and I was 24. I knew I was lost, and I was baptized for the first time when I was 11 years. And from that time, I knew I was lost and going about all the time trying to get that vacuum filled. And at the age of 27, I traveled to Nigeria, and there, I was sown before a fetish priest where they wanted to kill me. And God miraculously saved me and about myself that when I come back, I'll I'll do the work of the Lord. Because by then, when I was summoned before the fetish, I was praying all along. Because there's nobody that will get in that position that will come alive. Because you dare not run. Because if you run, they will brand you a thief and kill you. But I miraculously escaped. And that is when I came to Ghana. God called me to preach. So from the age of 27, I've been preaching for 41 years. So tonight, I wish everybody prays for me. Because when I come all the time, I try to I try to get the language, and as time goes by, it's coming okay. So tonight, I pray that you pray for me, and about a week time, I'll be going back home. So remember me in your prayers. I have 8 children. The last one is 21 years, and he's not saved. It's between 40, 45 and 21. They are my children, and they are various sages, but the one at the last one is not saved yet, and he's at college. So, you know, in school, we learn so many things. So help me pray so that you get saved. And when I was 6 years old, my grandfather, who was the fetish priest, took me to where they worship the idols, so that he groom me. Because when he dies, I'll take over his place, and so. When he took me there, at that age, God opened my eyes and I could see that all that they were doing was wrong. So at that age, I used to run from the house and go to a Catholic church that was behind. And when I finally ran back to my father, he was a priest, a preacher in the Pentecostal church, as I told you. And in that church, when at Sunday school, when you are good, they ask you to come forward and raise up your hand, and they tested you, and if you are good, they say you are saved. And actually, that's what they did to me, and I was not saved by then. So I was praying all along that the Lord will finally help me. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 5. And he heard the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Here the Bible is talking about the trumpeter warning the people to run for their life. And here, the Bible says, he heard the trumpet sound, but did not take warning. So tonight, I would like to talk about the trumpet sound, which all of us, any of us is is allowed to blow it. But most of the time, the preacher is the one who blows the trumpet. And it's not the work of the preacher alone. It's the work of each and everyone. Because when you are saved and you go out there and you preach the word. The Bible is talking about the trumpet. The trumpet here is the word of God. And the Bible says he's coming with a sword to kill the sinner. And we need to warn them with the trumpet sound. And when we don't warn them with the trumpet sound and the sword comes to take the life of the sinner, the sinner's blood shall be required of us. So tonight, I want to tell each and everyone that's saved, that when you are saved, it's not okay. When you are saved, you have to go on there and preach about Jesus, because we all know that somebody talked to us before we got saved. So the primary aim of every saved person is to blow the trumpet. And here the Bible says he heard the gospel, he heard the trumpet, but did not take warning. And so in time of war, when soldiers go to war, they don't fight just a day. They might spend some time there, sleep in the night and all the time, and the enemy will try to take them unawares. So if there's an army, they will set up sentinels, that's watchmen, to watch around. And so if the enemy is coming, those watchmen will raise alarm to warn the soldiers who are sleeping, for them to wake up and to defend themselves. And so if the soldiers don't wake up and the enemy comes there and root them out, you will pity them, but you will say their blood, it serves them right, because they heard the warning, but did not wake up to fight for themselves. So you pity them, but we will still pity them, and we say it serves them right, because they had the chance to have defended themselves, but they didn't defend themselves. And so if they die in their sleepy condition, we will say it serves them right. So any preacher who stands here will blow the trumpet. And anyhow he blows the trumpet, it's how the Spirit have allowed him to blow it. So if we hear the trumpet too, we need to take alarm of it. And so if you take alarm, we have to also blow it up all around. Because you know the Spirit will ever tell you to go out there and just spread the gospel. This is the work of every believer. And so if we hear the sound of God and does not pay heed to it, and by all means, the sinner die in his sin if he did not hear the word of God. And so when he dies, the Bible says his blood shall be required of us. It's because when Jesus Christ was here, he gave us the greatest commission, that we all should go out there and spread the gospel, starting from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the utmost part of the world. And so each and every one of us is required to spread the word. And so if you hear the word of God and just relax, or don't put that warning out, and the watchman comes with a sword and takes the life of the sinner, their blood shall be required of us. So tonight is each and every one of us is required to blow the trumpet. And the trumpet sound is blown by the preachers. As we have seen all over, and it's not the work of the preachers alone, the work of each and everyone. And so here the Bible says he heard the gospel sound. He heard it. There's no way that he can give an excuse that he doesn't hear it. Because right now, the gospel has gone throughout the world. There are many means of the media, technology. Everybody has heard the gospel. And so those of us who are saved, we are mandated to go out there to spread the gospel. And so when we are saved and we sit idle without spreading the gospel, and the sinner dies in his sin. He had died in his sin, but his blood shall be required of us. So each and every one is mandated to go. But the Bible says, go ye to the world and preach the gospel to Jerusalem, to Samaria, to Judea, to all the parts of the world. So Jerusalem is those closer to us, our acquaintances, those that we can get to preach to, because our family people, our friends, those that are closer to us, we can get them at any time. I know there is coming a time that it will be hard to go out there and preach to some people. Some people have built a hedge around them, and they talk about human rights. And so the people are behaving in a different way. But we know the way, and we need to talk about it, because when we are saved, and the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, if you are called before men, the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you what to say. And so we have to go out there and preach the word. Not everyone can quote the Bible and preach, but every one of us have a testimony. And so if we talk about our testimony alone, that one can save somebody. Because I've seen somebody whose husband was a Church of Christ, and he is a Baptist. And the woman will talk every day that she knows what he knows that he is saved, and when he dies, you know where he will be going. And the man will also say the same thing. But there was revival going on, and he invited the husband. The husband went there and got under conviction and got saved. Then the man confessed that whenever the husband, the wife was saying that, he also said that just for saying sake. And so each and every one of us have a testimony. Because when I came here, I saw that there are rooms where in the age group, even the children in the cradle, the infants, go there and they are taught. So we have heard the gospel right from our infancy. So it behooves on all of us that what we have gotten, we have to tell our brothers and sisters also that the Holy Spirit will get them saved. And so if we hear the gospel and we put adamant ears to it and we don't spread the gospel, and a sinner dies in his sin, his blood shall be required of us. And so, please, we have to pay heed to act to that. And so he says he heard the gospel, and right now, I don't know anywhere that the gospel has never reached. Because if you go to the computer and click www.joshuaproject.com, you see every country with the where and how the gospel has reached. Even in China, they have heard the gospel. They are the majority of people in the world now, but some of them have heard the gospel. They are the place where the gospel have never reached many people, but about 7% have heard the gospel. In Africa, where they were living in jungles and other things, right now the gospel have reached everywhere. And so we are mandated to spread the gospel there. The Bible says this is the time to seek the Lord. It says in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, that seek the Lord, reap mercy, and pluck up the fallow ground, because it is time to seek the Lord. So it is time. If you are a child, if any of us have to give up his testimony, most of us will say that they were saved when they were young. When you are saved at a tender age, it is good. But when you grow to a certain age, it will be hard. Because just recently that I've seen a woman over 100 years that said that I was not saved and gave the testimony that she saved. And after that, after about 3 years, the woman died. That is miraculous. Because if somebody grows very old, Brother Bryson normally gives an analogy that if you remove your shoes and walk on bare ground, and the sole of the rocks will prick your feet, and it will be very hard. But if you continue to walk like that for a month, the sole of feet becomes too hard. And if you step on thorns, you will not feel it. And so, if you hear the gospel, and you put it aside, it will be a time that you will not, if you hear the best of gospels, it will not hurt you. So, as we have heard the gospel and we have gotten saved, we pray that our brothers and sisters and close relatives will be saved. We are missionaries, so we need to go on missions. And so it's very good that the churches and each and everyone knows how to help out. If somebody is going on missions, or we help on mission work, and it's helping all of us. So if a soul gets converted and goes before the bar of God, if one soul, and we contributed a dime to his salvation, you know that we all have a part of it. And there is nothing important than being saved. We all know that. And so, please, let's not put excuses and put on warning. Let us hear the gospel. Here the Bible says, the man heard the gospel. He heard it. Let not be one of us that the Bible will refer to. So, if each and every one of us hear the gospel, let us all go out there and preach. Talk to somebody a day. I know somebody who has made it a point to speak to somebody a day about Christ. And the man waited till one day that he was so busy that before he realized it was 12 midnight. And he woke up and tried to talk about to somebody about Christ. And he went to a hospital with that place for 24 hours. And when he entered the hospital, he was getting to an elevator and somebody was coming out. So he held the hand of the person and looked at the person's face and said, "What about your soul?" That is the word he told the woman. Because we all know that we have a soul and we have a physical body. And we know the soul never dies. The soul will live on. And so the woman went home very sorrowful. And that alone put the woman in the conviction and the woman got saved. And so please, whenever we wake up in the morning, we talk to the Lord to guide our ways. And we pray that He should give us a chance to meet somebody that needs the gospel. And so it is everyone's duty that we talk about that to God. Because we cannot wait till a sinner's blood shall be required of us. I know we are going to give our own testimony, give our own judgment, give our own judgment, testimonies on the judgment day is even very difficult. Not talking about somebody's blood being required of us. And there are so many excuses that people give. People give excuses why they don't pay heed to the gospel. Somebody will say, the preacher that blows the gospel sound, I like the gospel, but I don't like the preacher. That is why he doesn't want to listen to the gospel. But if you give that excuse, how many preachers are in the world? There are so many excuses. And if you listen to the gospel and don't like the preacher, you can hear about many preachers. Somebody will also say that he likes the preachers, but he doesn't like the gospel sound. He likes how the gospel sound is proclaimed. It is either too much of theory or any other things. You can give any excuses. And we don't give excuses. That's something concerning about our soul. Because when you are in a house and somebody comes from outside and shouts that this house is on fire, I don't think you peep out your face through the window to see the person before you jump out from the house. All that you do is that you run from the house to save yourself because you hear that the house is on fire before even you see where the fire is coming from. You don't give excuse to see whether that person who is saying that is saying the right thing or something like that. So, we don't have to give any excuse. Some people give different excuses. And so that's why some people don't speak the word. And somebody will also give an excuse that the gospel is good. He hears the gospel. But the sound that is coming should not have been sounded like that. It should have been sounded in a different way. But it is the gospel sound, and it must be blown as it is. And so the preacher who preaches blows the trumpet, and it doesn't blow as he wants. It is how the Spirit leads him. So that it is our duty, it is the duty of each and everyone to hear and not give any excuse. And so please. And another person will say that I heard the gospel sound, but I have to wait till when I am grown. And when I'm young, I have to sow my wild oats and trying to do whatever I want before I can get saved. And you don't expect me to be religious when I'm young. But somebody will say that, and before he knew he would die. And so we don't have any excuse. Another person will say, I hear the gospel sound. I want to pay heed to it, but it's the way a manner the gospel sound comes is not what I want. And in case you are on the deck of a ship and you fall down into the river, and the sailors will throw a rope to you to hold on to the rope. And so, will you raise up your head and look at the face of the sailors and said, the rope is not manufactured in the best factory. So you won't hold onto it. And before you know, you get drowned. And so I don't know how we will give any excuse of not hearing the gospel sound. And so if there is anyone who heard the gospel sound and does not take warning of speaking and delivering somebody's soul, it is a problem. Because the Bible says, your blood shall be required of us. And so please, each and everyone is mandated. Because we know after we are saved, the Holy Spirit will lead us to speak out about Christ. And so, every day, if you make it a point to talk to somebody, then you have gone the way that the Lord have told us. Because he told us that, go ye therefore unto the nations. And as he was saying, he was not speaking to his disciples. He was speaking to about 500 people, every one of us. So that one means that those of us who are saved, we are also being told, because as he was speaking, he was not speaking to one person alone. He was speaking to each and everyone. And if we hear the gospel and sit on it, it's somebody who also proclaimed the gospel to us. So we also need to proclaim to others. And so we don't have to wait till some people who are very close or anywhere will not hear the gospel. Because how many people who have died that we know them, we could have got a chance to preach to them, but we withhold them. We withhold the preaching and did not pay heed to that gospel. So the Bible says, his blood shall be delivered, will be required of us. And I'm praying that we all pay heed to that and continue with the preaching of the word so that some people's blood shall not be poured, because we cannot give account of somebody's soul. And so tonight, I'm praying that if we are not saved, the Bible says it is time to seek the Lord. It is time when we are young. And it is more time for those of us who are old, but the Bible has given us an age to live here. It says we live our three score and a ten. That is 70 years. Most of us are over 70. So we are living at the charity of God. And so we need to seek the Lord as old people. And how many of us had been getting some chastisement? Either you get sick or having problems, it is a warning that the Lord is giving you. And if you have not been saved by the grace of God, I tell you that you need to seek the Lord, because the Lord is giving you warning. And so tonight, my prayer is that we seek the Lord for the salvation of our souls. Why did this get closer? And so the Bible says, his blood shall be required of the person. And when we talk about the blood being required of us, it's not a nice thing. We all know that if we stand before the bar of God and judgment of ourselves, it's not something that will be easy. And so, what about giving somebody's own judgment? That somebody who should have sought the Lord, and you have the chance, you had the chance of speaking to the person, and you didn't get the chance of speaking, or you failed to speak to the person, and the person's blood is required of you. We cannot have any excuse. So my prayer is that we all have to strengthen ourselves, have to be in the shoes of the preacher, and each and everyone who is blowing the trumpet, to blow the trumpet there. And so the Bible says, if we are saved, then the Holy Spirit also mandated us that we need to speak to others about our salvation. And those of us, we have a testimony, each and everyone have a testimony. And so if we cannot quote the Bibles and preach to the people, we can just tell them about how we got saved, at least. And so tonight, my prayer is that nowadays, we have seen the signs of the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord is approaching, you see so many signs. And now the people are not, they don't pay heed, they don't take much awareness of the gospel. Because after coming to church on Sunday, and if the person is saved, he goes to his house, and that is all. Any church activities, he would not participate. And we know it is all the part of the work. It's all the sound, the way of blowing the trumpet. So we pray that we all try to contribute to that and do our part. So we pray that we continue to seek the Lord. And I know that most of us are saved. I know that most of us are. There's no unsaved person here. If there is there's somebody who is not saved, then the Bible says it is time. It is time to seek the Lord. And the Bible says it is time to seek the Lord. And we need to see the Lord by all means. And the Bible has given us the duration. Seek the Lord till he rains righteousness upon you. We are saved by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There is no merit on our own. We all are saved by grace, by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. There is nothing that we have done to deserve our salvation. And so, we all have to do the work. If somebody is not saved, one person is not saved, we all contribute together to have a revival for the person to be saved. We pray that we all do our part for the person to be saved. And I like the church. I like what you're doing for coming together, going for revivals and the other things for somebody who is not saved. It is very important. And so that one should be the work of each and every one of us. And my prayer is that for me, as I told you, we know the commandments. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And the second commandment is, thou shalt not serve any graven image, any likeness of anything on the earth, on the sky, on the heaven above, on the on the earth beneath and under the earth, that shall not bow or worship them. But I was, my family were worshiping alligators in the lake. And God has found it fit to save me from that position. Not about what those of you, if you talk about idol worshiping, some of you have not even seen idols. But we have made some idols around us. The houses and the cars and the Lord has given to us, some people are worshiping that. I know this is a necessity that God has given us to be able to fashion our life, to be able to save the Lord. And so I know some people have used those things as a God, and they're worshiping it. Here you are lucky. If you come to Africa, it is very difficult. People are having problems with those things. And those, the few that have gotten it, they are serving, they have used that one as an idol. And so God have found it fit to raise me from that kind of idol worshiping and has made me a preacher of his word. And so don't let the Lord use this day as an example against you. Please take hold of your position as a believer, as somebody who has been saved, and try to find the others who are not saved. Right? Try to pray for them. Try to do your best for them to be saved. Thank you again for allowing me to come and pray for my children, my family. I know we have 14 missions, and none of the people have been saved. And so we need your prayers that the Lord will find a means to saving them. So thank you for allowing me to come again. Thank you.
Appreciate the good reminder tonight. Hear the gospel with other people. A couple months ago, I preached a message here on Sunday morning, putting the missionary back in Missionary Baptist. And I appreciate the message tonight in emphasizing to us that we, those of us that have been saved, have a responsibility, don't we? A responsibility to be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, a responsibility to sound the trumpet of the gospel, a responsibility to share the word of God and the truth with other people. And he used a couple examples there of a house fire and someone falling off of a boat and the sailors throwing a rope to him, and using that example as a picture for us to think about. We've got people all around us that are lost. And they might as well be in a spiritual house fire. They may as well have fallen off a boat into the water. And we need to throw that lifeline of the gospel to them. And, I believe that we'll stand in judgment one day and give an account for what we did after we were saved. You know, after we were saved, what did we do in sharing the gospel, carrying out the Great Commission, and being a watchman for others? I think of the greatest watchman in American history, to me, was probably Paul Revere. And, one lamp if by land and two if by sea. And he warned the British were coming. And think of where we would be today if he hadn't done that. Think about if somebody hadn't warned you, at some point in your life about hell and about being lost and had shared with you the gospel and that you needed to get right with God so that you didn't spend eternity in hell. That's a much, much more efficient and appropriate a watchman, a spiritual watchman, than Paul Revere ever was, right? And so I just want to encourage you tonight, appreciate the message, appreciate what was stated, and encourage you to think about your role and your responsibility as a watchman to your family, to this community, and to this church. And I want to encourage you to be strong in carrying that out. And I think this is an appropriate message from a missionary, especially he said he had 14 missions going on there where he's at in Ghana. And so, you know, I've always wondered, you know, what it would be like to come to the United States and look at our culture and our churches through the eyes of a different culture. You know, you could definitely see, you know, pros and cons, you know, positives and places where our churches and our culture has, you know, potential for improvement, especially as it pertains to sharing the gospel. So I appreciate the message tonight. Anything on your hearts, anything that you want to share or say? If not,